Some folks like sweets and honey, and weather bright and sunny. Well, it takes all kinds of people to make a world.
Yeah, it's like Herman Munster says, it takes all kinds of people, even those who like listening to the demented news. I'm Whimsical Will.
I love him, and he loves me.
Thank you.
But he's crazy. He climbs the walls. Yeah. He does the craziest things.
Bouncing.
Primary school in England is asking parents to donate toilet paper so it has more cash to spend on education.
There's a pretty direct cause and effect relationship there, huh?
Gilgrove Infant School in Essex is facing a budget deficit of more than $25,000 and is trying to save as much money as it can on small items so it has more to spend in the classroom.
I am Cornholio. I need tippy for my bunghole.
An Essex City Council spokesman said schools have to do what they can in situations like this.
This flimsy toilet tissue falls apart in my hand. It just doesn't cut the mustard.
And they're hoping to wipe away the deficit and be flush with cash once again through the school's new roll call.
Bounce your boobies, get into the swing.
A 75-year-old woman in southern China has upset her neighbors by cooking topless on her apartment balcony.
Strike your colors, you brazen wench. No need to expose your superstructure.
Well, neighbors complained to local authorities about the woman who cooks topless even in cold weather on the balcony of her apartment in Dongguan.
Hey, that don't make me hungry.
Well, according to reports, the widow appeared to be polite and intelligent in all respects other than her tendency to remove her top before cooking outside.
But it is hard for me to squeeze into a string bikini these days.
Well, the neighborhood committee talked to the woman, but she told them it was nobody's business how she dressed at home.
Hell no!
See?
What? You're getting out of line.
What?
See?
You said you want to touch my boobies?
While explaining why she cooked topless, the woman quoted an old Chinese saying which goes, women over the age of 40 are like men.
Let us meditate upon this wisdom now.
Now, with her tendency toward exhibitionism, I think she should come to the U.S. and get a job in the movies.
Oh, right. Can you picture me like in Teddy? Hurt me. I'm sure no way.
Well, I mean, she's probably already a member of SAG.
The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals. The day Ted Nugent killed all the animals.
And Tim Ryan of Ann Arbor, Michigan stopped by WhimsicalWill.com to pass along news of rocker Ted Nugent chased out of his home by mold.
One man sees mold and thinks cheer pet. Alexander Fleming looks at mold and invents penicillin.
And here I always thought when they made Ted, they threw away the mold.
When they made me, they threw away the mold.
They had to, you probably broke
it. Well, I guess his reputation finally caught up with him about being a fun guy.
Well, it takes all kinds of people to make a world.
I know. What do you say we have a little look at the local fungi? Want to come and see some absolutely smashing mold?
Well, of course, when you have a mold infestation, the problem is usually sporadic.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Well, I'm Whimsical Will with the Demented News.
Oh, no! Huh? Don't go away yet. I want to put the groceries... I want you to help me put the groceries away. Come on.
World.